This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information on how to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Gordon Mackenzie. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Book 3. Song of Myself. 41. I am he bringing help for the sick as they pant on their backs, and for strong upright men I bring yet more needed help. I heard what was said of the universe, heard it and heard it of several thousand years. It is middling well as far as it goes, but is that all? Magnifying and applying come I, outbidding at the start of the old cautious hucksters, taking myself the exact dimensions of Jehovah, lithographing Kronos, Zeus his son, and Hercules his grandson, buying drafts of Osiris, Isis, Belus, Brahma, Buddha, in my portfolio placing Manitou loose, Allah on a leaf, the crucifix engraved, with Odin and the hideous-faced Mixitli, and every idol and image, taking them all for what they are worth and not a cent more, admitting they were alive and did the work of their days. They bore mites as for unfledged birds who have now to rise and fly and sing for themselves, accepting the rough deific sketches to fill out better in myself, bestowing them freely on each man and woman I see, discovering as much or more in a framer framing a house, putting higher claims for him there with his rolled-up sleeves, driving the mallet and chisel, not objecting to special revelations, considering a curl of smoke or a hair on the back of my hand just as curious as any revelation. Lads a hold of fire engines and hook and ladder ropes no less to me than the gods of the antique wars, minding their voices peal through the crash of destruction, their brawny limbs passing safe over charred lathes, their white foreheads whole and unhurt out of the flames. By the mechanic's wife with her babe at her nipple, interceding for every person born. Three scythes at harvest whizzing in a row from three lusty angels with shirts bagged out at their waists. The snag-toothed hostler with red hair, redeeming sins past and to come, selling all he possesses, traveling on foot to fee lawyers for his brother, and sit by him while he is tried for forgery. What was strewn in the amplest strewing the square rod about me, and not filling the square rod then? The bull and the bug never worshipped half enough, dung and dirt more admirable than was dreamed, the supernatural of no account, myself waiting my time to be one of the supremes. The day getting ready for me when I shall do as much good as the best, and be as prodigious. By my life lumps, becoming already a creator, putting myself here and now to the ambushed womb of the shadows. 42. A call in the midst of the crowd. My own voice, orotund, sweeping, and final. Come, my children. Come, my boys and girls, my women, household and intimates. Now the performer launches his nerve. He has passed his prelude on the reeds within. Easily written loose-fingered chords, I feel the thrum of your climax and close. My head slews round on my neck, Music rolls, but not from the organ. Folks are around me, but they are no household of mine. Ever the hard, unsunk ground, ever the eaters and drinkers, ever the upward and downward sun, ever the air and the ceaseless tides. Ever myself and my neighbors, refreshing, wicked, real, ever the old, inexplicable query, ever that thorned thumb, that breath of itches and thirsts, ever the vexers hoot, hoot, till we find where the sly one hides and bring him forth. Ever love, ever the sobbing liquid of life, ever the bandage under the chin, ever the trestles of death. Here and there with dimes on the eyes walking, to feed the greed of the belly, the brains liberally spooning, tickets buying, taking, selling, but into the feast never once going, many sweating, plowing, thrashing, and then the chaff for payment receiving, a few idly owning, and they the wheat continually claiming. This is the city, and I am one of the citizens. Whatever interests the rest interests me. Politics, wars, markets, newspapers, schools, the mayor and councils, banks, tariffs, steamships, factories, stocks, stores, real estate, and personal estate. The little plentiful mannequins skipping around in collars and tailed coats, I am aware who they are. They are positively not worms or fleas. I acknowledge the duplicates of myself. The weakest and shallowest is deathless with me. What I do and say the same awaits for them. Every thought that flounders in me, the same flounders in them. I know perfectly well my own egotism, know my omnivorous lines, and must not write any less, and would fetch you, whoever you are, flush with myself. Not words of routine, this song of mine, but abruptly to question, to leap beyond yet nearer bring. This printed and bound book, but the printer and the printing office boy? The well-taken photographs, but your wife or friend close and solid in your arms. The black ship mailed with iron, her mighty guns in her turrets, but the pluck of the captain and engineers. In the houses, the dishes and fare and furniture, but the host and hostess and the look out of their eyes. The sky up there, yet here or next door or across the way. The saints and sages in history, but you yourself? Sermons, creeds, theology, but the fathomless human brain. And what is reason? And what is love? And what is life? 43. I do not despise you, priests. All time the world over, my faith is the greatest of faiths, and the least of faiths, enclosing worship ancient and modern and all between ancient and modern, believing I shall come again upon the earth after 5,000 years, waiting responses from oracles, honoring the gods, saluting the sun, making a fetish of the first rock or stump, pow-wowing with sticks in the circle of Obus, helping the Lama or Brahmin as he trims the lamps of the idols, dancing yet through the streets in a phallic procession, wrapped and austere in the woods, a gymnosophist, drinking mead from the skullcap, to Shastas and Vedas, admirant, minding the Quran, walking the teokalas, spotted with gore from the stone and knife, beating the serpent skin drum, accepting the Gospels, accepting him that was crucified, knowing assuredly that he is divine, to the Mass kneeling, or the Puritan's prayer rising, or sitting patiently in a pew, ranting and frothing in my insane crisis, or waiting dead-like till my spirit arouses me, looking forth on pavement and land, or outside of pavement and land, belonging to the winders of the circuit of circuits. One of that centripetal and centrifugal gang, I turn and talk like man leaving charges before a journey. Downhearted doubters, dull and excluded, frivolous, sullen, moping, angry, affected, disheartened, atheistical, I know every one of you. I know the sea of torment, doubt, despair, and unbelief. How the flukes splash. How they contort rapid as lightning with spasms and spouts of blood. Be at peace, bloody flukes of doubters and sullen lopers. I take my place among you as much as among any. The past is the push of you, me, all, precisely the same. And what is yet untried and afterward is for you, me, all, precisely the same. I do not know what is untried and afterward, but I know it will in its turn prove sufficient and cannot fail. Each who passes is considered. Each who stops is considered. Not single one can it fall. It cannot fall the young man who died and was buried, nor the young woman who died and was put by his side, nor the little child that peeped in at the door and then drew back and was never seen again, nor the old man who has lived without purpose and feels it with bitterness worse than gall, nor him in the poorhouse, tuberculed by rum and the bad disorder, nor the numberless slaughtered and wrecked, nor the brutish kobu called the ordure of humanity, nor the sacks merely floating with open mouths for food to slip in, nor anything in the earth, or down in the oldest graves of the earth, nor anything in the myriads of spheres, nor the myriads of myriads that inhabit them, nor the present, nor the least wisp that is known. 44. It is time to explain myself. Let us stand up. What is known, I strip away. I launch all men and women forward with me into the unknown. The clock indicates the moment. But what does eternity indicate? We have thus far exhausted trillions of winters and summers. There are trillions ahead and trillions ahead of them. Births have brought us richness and variety, and other births will bring us richness and variety. I do not call one greater and one smaller. That which fills its period and place is equal to any. Were mankind murderous or jealous upon you, my brother, my sister? I am sorry for you. They are not murderous or jealous upon me. All has been gentle with me. I keep no account with lamentation. What have I to do with lamentation? I am an acme of things accomplished, and I an encloser of things to be. My feet strike an apex of the apices of the stairs. On every step, bunches of ages and larger bunches between the steps, all below duly traveled, and still I mount and mount. Rise after rise bow the phantoms behind me. Afar down, I see the huge first nothing. I know, I was even there. I waited, unseen, and always, then slept through the lethargic mist, and took my time, and took no hurt from the fetid carbon. Long I was hugged, close, long and long. Immense have been the preparations for me. Faithful and friendly the arms that have helped me. Cycles ferried my cradle, rowing and rowing like cheerful boatmen. For room to me stars kept aside in their own rings. They sent influences to look after what was to hold me. Before I was born out of my mother, generations guided me. My embryo has never been torpid. Nothing could overlay it. For it, the nebula cohered to an orb, the long, slow strata piled to rest it on. Vast vegetables gave it sustenance. Monstrous sauroids transported it in their mouths and deposited it with care. All forces have been steadily employed to complete and delight me. Now on this spot I stand with my robust soul. 45. O span of youth, ever pushed elasticity. O manhood, balanced, florid, and full. My lovers suffocate me, crowding my lips, in the pores of my skin, jostling me through streets and public halls, coming naked to me at night, crying by day, ahoy, from the rocks of the river, swinging and chirping over my head, calling my name from flower beds, vines, tangled underbrush, lighting on every moment of my life, blessing my body with soft balsamic buses, noiselessly passing handfuls out of their hearts and giving them to be mine. Old age, superbly rising. Oh, welcome, ineffable grace of dying days. Every condition promulges not only itself, it promulges what grows after and out of itself, and the dark hush promulges as much as any. I open my scuttle at night and see the far-sprinkled systems, and all I see multiplied as high as I can cipher edge but the rim of the farther systems. Wider and wider they spread, expanding, always expanding outward and forever outward. My son has his son round him obediently wheels. He joins with his partners a group of superior circuit, and greater sets follow, making specks of the greatest inside them. There is no stoppage, never can be stoppage. If I, you, and the worlds and all beneath or upon their surfaces were this moment reduced back to a pallid float, it would not avail the long run. We should surely bring up again where we now stand, and surely go as much farther, and then farther, and farther. few quadrillions of eras, a few octillions of cubic leagues. Do not hazard the span, or make it impatient. They are but parts. Any thing is but a part. See ever so far. There is limitless space outside of that. Count ever so much. There is limitless time around that. My rendezvous is appointed. It is certain. The Lord will be there, and wait till I come on perfect terms. The great camarado, the lover true, for whom I pine, will be there. 46. I know I have the best of time and space, and was never measured, and never will be measured. I tramp a perpetual journey. Come, listen, all. My signs are a rainproof coat, good shoes, and a staff cut from the woods. No friend of mine takes his ease in my chair. I have no chair, no church, no philosophy. I lead no man to a dinner table, library, exchange. But each man and each woman of you I lead upon a knoll, my left hand hooking you round the waist, my right hand pointing to landscapes of continents and the public road. Not I, not anyone else can travel that road for you. You must travel it for yourself. It is not far. It is within reach. Perhaps you have been on it since you were born and did not know. Perhaps it is everywhere, on water and on land. Shoulder your duds, dear son, and I will mine, and let us hasten forth. Wonderful cities and free nations we shall fetch as we go. If you tire, give me both burdens, and rest the chuff of your hand on my hip, and in due time you shall repay the same service to me, for after we start, we never lie by again. This day before dawn I ascended a hill and looked at the crowded heaven. And I said to my spirit, when we become the enfolders of those orbs, and the pleasure and knowledge of everything in them, shall we be filled and satisfied then? And my spirit said, no. We but level that lift to pass and continue beyond. You are also asking me questions, and I hear you. I answer that I cannot answer. You must find out for yourself. Sit a while, dear son. Here are biscuits to eat, and here is milk to drink. But as soon as you sleep and renew yourself in sweet clothes, I kiss you with a goodbye kiss, and open the gate of your egress hence. Long enough have you dreamed contemptible dreams. Now I wash the gum from your eyes. You must habit yourself to the dazzle of the light and of every moment of your life. Long have you timidly waded, holding a plank by the shore. Now I will you to be a bold swimmer, to jump off in the midst of the sea, rise again, nod to me, shout, and laughingly dash with your hair. 47. I am the teacher of athletes. He that by me spreads a wider breast than my own proves the width of my own. He most honors my style who learns under it to destroy the teacher. The boy I love, the same becomes a man not through derived power, but in his own right, wicked rather than virtuous, out of conformity or fear, fond of his sweetheart, relishing well his steak. Unrequited love, or a slight, cutting him worse than sharp steel cuts. First rate to ride, to fight, to hit the bull's eye, to sail a skiff, to sing a song, or play on the banjo, preferring scars in the beard and faces pitted with smallpox over all latherers, and those well tanned to those that keep out of the sun. I teach straying from me. Yet who can stray from me? I follow you, whoever you are, from the present hour. My words itch at your ears till you understand them. I do not say these things for a dollar, or to fill up the time while I wait for a boat. It is you talking just as much as myself. I act as the tongue of you, tied in your mouth. In mine, it begins to be loosened. I swear I will never again mention love or death inside a house, and I swear I will never translate myself at all, only to him or her who privately stays with me in the open air. If you would understand me, go to the heights or watershore. The nearest gnat is an explanation, and a drop or motion of waves, key. The maul, the oar, the handsaw, second my words. No shuttered room or school can commune with me, but roughs and little children better than they. The young mechanic is closest to me. He knows me well. The woodman that takes his axe and jug with him shall take me with him all day. The farm boy plowing in the field feels good at the sound of my voice. In vessels that sail, my words sail. I go with fishermen and see men and love them. The soldier camped, or upon the march, is mine. On the night, ere the pending battle, many seek me, and I do not fail them. On that solemn night, it may be their last, those that know me seek me. My face rubs to the hunter's face when he lies down alone in his blanket. The driver, thinking of me, does not mind the jolt of his wagon. The young mother and old mother comprehend me. The girl and the wife rest the needle a moment and forget where they are. They and all would resume what I have told them. 48. I have said that the soul is not more than the body, and I have said that the body is not more than the soul. And nothing, not God, is greater to one than one's self is. And whoever walks a furlong without sympathy walks to his own funeral dressed in his shroud. And I or you, pocketless of a dime, may purchase the pick of the earth, and a glance with an eye, or show a bean in its pod, confounds the learning of all times. And there is no trade or employment, but the young man following it may become a hero. And there is no object so soft, but it makes a hub for the wheeled universe. And I say to any man or woman, let your soul stand cool and composed before a million universes. And I say to mankind, be not curious about God. For I who am curious about each am not curious about God. No array of terms can say how much I am at peace about God and about death. I hear and behold God in every object, yet understand God not in the least, nor do I understand who there can be more wonderful than myself. Why should I wish to see God better than this day? I see something of God each hour of the 24, and each moment then, in the faces of men and women. I see God, and in my own face in the glass, I find the letters from God dropped in the street, and every one is signed by God's name, and I leave them where they are, for I know that wheresoe'er I go, others will punctually come forever and ever. 49. And as to you, death, and you bitter hug of mortality, it is idle to try to alarm me. To his work without flinching, the accoucheur comes. I see the elder hand pressing, receiving, supporting. I recline by the sills of the exquisite flexible doors, and mark the outlet, and mark the relief, and escape. And as to you, corpse, I think you are good manure, but that does not offend me. I smell the white roses, sweet-scented and growing. I reach to the leafy lips. I reached to the polished breasts of melons. And as to you, life, I reckon you are the leavings of many deaths. No doubt I have died myself 10,000 times before. I hear you whispering there, O stars of heaven, O suns, O grass of graves, O perpetual transfers and promotions. If you do not say anything, how can I say anything of the turbid pool that lies in the autumn forest, of the moon that descends the steeps of the soughing twilight, toss sparkles of day and dusk, toss on the black stems that decay in the muck, toss to the moaning gibberish of the dry limbs. I ascend from the moon, I ascend from the night, I perceive that the ghastly glimmer is noonday sunbeams reflected, and debouch to the steady and central from the offspring, great or small. 50. There is that in me, I do not know what it is, but I know it is in me, wrenched and sweaty, calm and cool, then my body becomes. I sleep long. I do not know it. It is without name. It is a word unsaid. It is not in any dictionary, utterance, symbol. Something it swings on more than earth, I swing on. To it the creation is the friend whose embracing awakes me. Perhaps I might tell more. Outlines. I plead for my brothers and sisters. Do you see, O my brothers and sisters? It is not chaos or death. It is form, union, plan. It is eternal life. It is happiness. 51. The past and present wilt. I have filled them, emptied them, and proceed to fill my next fold of the future. Listener up there, what have you to confide to me? Look in my face while I snuff the sidle of evening. Talk honestly. No one else hears you, and I stay only a minute longer. Do I contradict myself? Very well. Then I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. I concentrate toward them that are nigh. I wait on the door slab. Who has done his day's work? Who will soonest be through his supper? Who wishes to walk with me? Will you speak before I am gone? Will you prove already too late? 52. The spotted hawk swoops by and accuses me. He complains of my gab and my loitering. I too am not a bit tamed. I too am untranslatable. I sound my barbaric yelp over the roofs of the world. The last scud of day holds back for me, flings my likeness after the rest, and true as any on the shadowed wilds, it coaxes me to the vapor and the dusk. I depart as air. I shake my white locks at the runaway sun. I effuse my flesh in eddies, and drift it in lacy jags. I bequeath myself to the dirt, to grow from the grass I love. If you want me again, look for me under your boot soles. You will hardly know who I am or what I mean, but I shall be good health to you nevertheless, and filter and fiber your blood. Failing to fetch me at first, keep encouraged. Missing me one place, search another. I stop somewhere, waiting for you. End of 52. End of Song of Myself. End of Book 3.